And we're back with another father-son podcast. I'm here with my man, Forrest Dance. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Good. That was really loud, and you actually
came
around
the mic.
No, it's good. Sounds good. How you been?
Good.
It's been a while since we've done one of these. What have you been up to?
Not much, really. Just other stuff besides podcasts, I guess.
I guess. What did you do today?
I stayed home for the first day of summer, and I played a little, and then I did a little bit of work. Then I played some more and did a little bit of work after.
Very cool, very cool. So we already talked about what we were going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. You want to let the listeners know what we're going to discuss this fine day?
Sure. We're going to discuss the positive and negative possibilities and effects of screen time.
All right. So what do you think about screen time? You said you did a whole project on this for school. Can you fill me in on what you think?
Well, there's definitely a lot of pros and negatives. But, I mean, I personally think that video games really don't rot your brain. And that there are a lot of benefits that you can get from certain games that'll actually help you.
Like what kind of benefits?
They can calm you, or help you obtain skills that you wouldn't get as much of normally.
What about TV or tablet time as well?
I'm not completely sure, but there's a good chance that there's pros to TV and tablet time as well.
What would the pros of television time be? Obviously, there's computer time. I'm sitting in front of the screen right now looking at our sound going up and down. So I'm spending screen time right as we're discussing right now.
Well, a lot of the argument comes up about entertainment screen time, which is screen time that people are looking at screens for their own entertainment or their own joy. And something like this wouldn't be considered entertainment screen time because this is for work and it's necessary. And I don't think looking at the waves of sound is really that fun.
It could be. Maybe it's hypnotizing. I'm like, whoa, dude. And when I go, whoa, it makes really cool lines on there. Sorry, whoa. No, I'm just kidding, guys. So, do you think it has negative effects?
Well, yeah. I mean, it can damage your eyes, for sure. Especially if you're not the proper distance away from a TV. And that's why I become more self-aware of the lighting in the room that I'm playing video games in. So, like, if I'm playing later at night and the room is getting dark, I'll make sure some kind of light is around. So the effect of the screen on my eyes isn't as bad.
Right. What about personality or patience issues or anything as far as that?
Well, there's a lot of studies that actually show the opposite of all the people that think that it makes you angrier or makes you more violent. And that it actually makes you less violent
and
can give you
wings like Red Bull?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can give you skills, like I said before. I just didn't want to repeat myself, so I was trying to come up with something else.
Gotcha. Anything else? What about in your personal views besides for what other people say? How do you feel when you sit around and watch TV all day?
Oh, I don't feel like it's helping me, but I mean, it gives me joy and it makes me excited. And while I'm watching Arrow, it actually, when I'm watching Arrow or something with a fight scene, it actually makes me want to get up and do something more than make me want to sit there and be hypnotized by it. So I think realizing that, they wouldn't isolate you and make you fat and make you want to just sit down all day and watch it.
How many hours have you watched Arrow, do you think, since you started watching? What, about a month ago?
A while, like a lot.
Yeah, how many episodes do you watch, do you think? Well, how many seasons have you watched? Like five?
Like...
six?
Five and a quarter or a half, maybe.
All right, so maybe like 20 episodes a season, something like that?
Yeah.
So five seasons of that, so like 100 episodes, 100 hours of television in the last, I don't know, month or so?
They're not an hour.
I know, like, but just roughly.
Yeah, right? Three and quarters of an hour.
And you still play video games and other stuff. So that's quite a bit of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
In our rule, our house, we don't, you're not allowed to play video games during the week. When there's school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're having less screen time than other people.
Yeah.
You really don't notice any side effects from you when you spend a lot of time on the screen?
On my eyes, but besides that, I don't really feel any different. It might make me feel different about a topic or something, but that's because I've been exposed to a different view or something that changes my opinion.
Okay, so let me go into how I feel about screen time. I'm not like one of those parents that think video games are evil, because I play video games myself and I always have. I don't think TV is really necessarily evil. I watch television. I really don't actually watch that much television anymore or play that many video games, to be honest with you.
But you stream a lot.
I do what?
On Netflix.
I don't. I usually put it on and I'm asleep before. Usually mom ends up watching it and I'm like... But I have caught up on the Marvel shows. I watch the Marvel movies. I like to go into movies. I just like today, we watch American Choppers with dinner. So I watch TV too. But I don't think there's really too much harm in what we watch. We pretty much keep you away from anything that's truly, truly bad, that we feel is bad as parents. You know, every parent thinks other things are different. But, you know, we keep you in line with our morals and our values as a family, right? You know, because other people, maybe no TV's good for you, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe some families say violence is no good for you. Obviously, that doesn't work in our family since, you know, if I'm watching TV, most of the time it's about fighting, you know? Either it's UFC or a show, or we're watching DVDs about fighting. You know, there's a lot of great things that can happen from screen time. Normally when we're watching computers, like just earlier, I was listening to Frost Zahabi or whatever, GSP's coach, right before he came in here. That's what I was doing on my phone. I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast while I'm typing up the results of the fights. But I would like to say that I see effects of screen time on you, and maybe you don't realize it yourself. So I think it'd be a good time to let you know what I think. On days where you sit around and you basically watch TV all day or play video games most of the day, you are very easily irritated. You get overtired. I don't know if you're overstimulated or understimulated, or it has some kind of mental effect on your brain or chemical effect on your brain. I'm not sure, because I'm not a scientist. I get hit in the head a lot for a living. So, you know, my brain doesn't really work all that good all the time, right? But I can see what's happening in front of me. On a day where you spend like maybe 3-4 hours watching, I don't know, Arrow, and then you play video games for a while, you're very tired, you get very aggravated with your mother and myself. I don't know, you get emotional, you cry easy. Even the next day, you get overtired, you stay up late. How many times you slept on a chair and you're crabby the next day, right? Because you're watching Arrow late at night. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think it's the lack of sleep, because sometimes you do the same thing up here and it's different. It's different when you do it watching a television or playing video games than it is when you do it on your own or doing something else. And I've noticed this about myself too, because, you know, when I was younger, not like... it's tough when you have kids to be able to just sit around and play video games, right?
Yeah.
But back in the day...
And when you have a job.
Right. Well, not so much a job, because some people spend their whole weekends playing video games that are my age. But even still, when you guys were really young, or at the age where I didn't really have to do too much to take care of you, I'd play video games for a couple hours, and I would notice the same things. You know, I'd be irritable with mom, and more tired, and frustrated easy. I mean, look how frustrated you got over Clash Royale. Where's your tablet, right? You stepped on your tablet, you're so mad. You're like, God damn it, right? Why do we get so frustrated about something that's supposed to be enjoyable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it happens in Monopoly, like I want to throw the board across the room. But, you know, it's just a frustration because I lost one, you know, a game. Usually it's because you guys are all rubbing it in, too. Oh, power plays and boardwalk doesn't work. Right? But I noticed these effects on you. I'm not sure if it's a chemical effect. I've noticed it myself. Maybe it's something in our genetics, right? Maybe we're addicted to it. And we feed that addiction enough. And it's addictive. We need to keep feeding it. So it's something I would like you to be aware of over this long break when you're home alone. Maybe take a little bit of time and unplug. You know, we're going to get you that basketball net so you play basketball outside. You can work out or watch some videos. See, here's the thing. Like, I'm not sure if interacting with the screen time, like if you watch a workout video and you're doing a workout, I'm not sure if that'll affect you the same way or not. It might, you know? But if you watch enough times, you learn to work out, then you can do it without watching a video, too.
I have the book, though, instead that I can use.
Yeah, but you should go on YouTube and find exercises, too, and do yoga. I want you to really focus on yoga. Yoga? Yeah, we need
for
to get
mobility?
You, yeah, we need to get balance? You more flexible. Yeah, definitely. I need to do more yoga, too. Dr.
I need
Kroll's.
To be more balanced.
Yeah. It'll come with balanced. It'll come with age. You're still growing, so I had no balance or coordination until probably, like, 17 to 19. All of a sudden, dude, I could do anything. Like, I couldn't swing and hit a baseball to save my life when I was 15. By, like, 22, I could play hockey really well, play baseball really well. My athletic talents took a while to grow into my body. And I think you're going to be the same way.
I have an idea and a question. So, my idea is that you know what dopamine is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the neurotransmitter that is active when you are doing a pleasurable activity.
Right.
So I feel like your dopamine levels go up so much when you're doing something that you enjoy that when you're not doing something, not only are you tired, but it doesn't give you the same satisfaction.
Satisfaction? I like that's like the fourth time you said that word. I like that you use satisfaction.
Satisfaction?
Satisfaction.
It doesn't give you the same satisfaction as what you were previously doing. So I think that's also part of the reason why people don't want to do something after.
I don't know. When I leave the gym, my dopamine levels, I'm sure, go down. And I don't think it's dopamine.
Mm. And my question is, do you think that the hour system that we use most of the time is helpful to the problem?
I'm not sure it's helpful to the problem, but it's definitely helpful to the problem not getting anything done. Because yeah. It's really easy to lose track of time, and that's another problem that happens with the screen time is like all of a sudden it's like 12 hours later. You're like, what'd you do today? Why are you home? I didn't even eat breakfast yet. You know, like that stuff happens to people. And it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really all I had to say about it. I just wanted to sit down and make you aware of the things I notice about you when you have a lot of screen time. I don't know. It definitely brings out the emotions in you too. You know?
Which isn't good because my emotions are either relaxed or 100 up or 100 down. Or
yeah. Same thing about... side. I just lost my train of thought because you interrupted me and I forgot what I was going to say. Ah. I'm the worst. What did you think about the fights over the weekend?
They were good. The last fight was a little scary.
Yeah, when Mr. Shelby got knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary. That Yuri Panfirov is a freaking killer, dude. Don't fight him. Next one's going to be... I can't say yet, but it's going to be in a place that we know very well. You'll like it.
Can you say any of the fighters that are on that card?
There's no fighter signed yet because they don't have the arena booked yet. So.
Or anybody that probably will be on that card?
I don't know. Probably all the people that won the title.
Already? Back? Because it's going to be soon, right?
I have no idea. I'm not Rich Mitchell. I don't know, man. But he runs a great show. Takes care of the fighters. Takes care of Coach K-Man. Hook him up. Go check it out. Ground Force Fights. You got anything else? No. All right. Less screen time, more books. Finish the Dragonlance book so we could talk about it. It's been months.
Is that going to be a podcast?
I don't know. Maybe. I have to go back and read it myself, though. I got like 6,000 books to read, so better hurry up. We're listening to books and cars. I'm listening to podcasts. Dude, I don't have time. I don't even listen to music. All I do is listen to people talk about stuff.
The book that we're listening to in the car is scary.
Yeah. Stephen King book. I forgot what it's called, but it's good.
The Library Policeman, right?
I don't know if that's the name of it or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
It's a little freaky. It's pretty cool, though. All right. Coming to you live from the Caveman Studios in North Buffalo. We are out of here.